I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's obvious why elections can often be divisive, but sometimes the disagreement turns deadly. We're asking for prayers for Kenya in the wake of their latest elections. Those details coming up, as well as the story of how God is working among refugees in the Middle East. Find your cause today on Mission Network News. In the fallout since Kenya's tense presidential elections last week, the losing candidate Raila Odinga will challenge the election results in Kenya's Supreme Court. But some election observers are concerned that Odinga's refusal to concede defeat to President Uhuru Kenyatta will lead to more violence. So far, 24 people have been killed in election riots. Bernice Gutierre with Transworld Radio explains why there's such mistrust in Kenya's voting process.
Our election seems to be very tribal-based, and that is what makes the situation tense and volatile.
TWR is working to spread peace in Kenya at this time.
We have already started producing peace messages that we are airing on all our stations, and that is basically calling people to the peace. That when the Lord Jesus left, he said that my peace I live with you. And we are calling on our listeners to extend that peace that they have received from the Lord Jesus Christ to their neighbor. We are also asking for people to do practical things. If you have a neighbor who is from another tribe or from the other party that you do not support, make a deliberate effort to reach out to them and show them kindness so that they can experience the love of Christ.
Please pray the church in Kenya would be a conduit of Christ's peace. You're listening to Mission Network News. Recently, Open Doors USA's David Curry spoke about Christian persecution at a breakfast in Grand Rapids, Michigan. However, the call to wake up about Christian persecution didn't come from the area's Christians. Instead, it came from the Jewish community, a community that's not forgotten the horrors of Jewish persecution during World War II. Curry explains.
Many people don't know, even in the Christian community, that there's been this sharp increase over the last several years in persecution of Christians, not just in the Middle East, but in Asia and other places. And so what we're trying to do is raise the temperature, raise the level of discussion on what's going on to Christians and make sure that people know.
People are often unaware of Christian persecution because it's usually shrouded by a different crisis.
But if you look at the major crises around the world, the famine in Nigeria is a religious liberty issue because it was brought about not through agricultural challenges, but because of Boko Haram, this extremist group that's been attacking these groups and killing farmers and killing Christian farmers.
One of the quickest ways to get involved with helping persecuted Christians is through prayer. So please pray for these Christians' safety and for their persecutors to come to know Christ and find more ways to get involved at missionnews.org. Oftentimes, effective ministry requires more than just sharing the gospel. Meeting physical needs is often a prerequisite for people's hearts to be receptive. That's what Sam from AFA Ministry through a spotty Skype connection says they're doing with refugees through Lebanon and Syria.
We are very involved in this time because of the Syrian crisis. Very involved in relief, of course. We have like 1.5 million refugees in Lebanon, and we work inside Syria, also a big number of refugees.
Their ministry isn't without its challenges. One group that AFA is working with is the Druze, a small secretive group with their own multifaceted religion.
They are from like small society, closed. You cannot enter, you cannot marry from Jewish people, you cannot leave the society. If you get out or you marry another guy from outside, they will push you out of the society. So it's not easy. They are trying to do that because they are a small group in Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Palestine. So trying to keep themselves strong.
Still, God is moving. Sam says they've seen over 200 Druze come to Christ. He asks that you'll pray that God would continue to raise more Christian leaders among them. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and the church. Get yours on missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.